Xbox has been radio silent since the June 2023 showcase. The thing is, the last time Xbox recommended us check out the Game Awards, they revealed a new Unreal Engine 5 game and a brand new Xbox console. This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out today's video. We're going to talk about the Game Awards, the reveals and announcement that Xbox has in the pipeline, and possibly a whole new game for next year. If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel. Hit the bell to be notified of new content, and let's talk about the Game Awards, Xbox, and a whole new console as well. Jeff Keighley's The Game Awards show is debuting on December 7th at 8 p.m. Pacific time, but with that becomes the bread and butter of the show, the world premieres, the big announcements and game reveals. And a new announcement from Xbox reveals that they will be having new announcements at the Game Awards December 7th, saying, quote, "important announcements and other Xbox news you don't want to miss." There are three possible rumors from insiders that Xbox will have 1 to 2, maybe 3 new reveals and announcements for the game show. First, an unlikely rumor stems from Larian Studios ready to announce the reveal date for the release of Baldur's Gate 3 on Xbox consoles. It's had a staggered release from the PC, then down to the PS5 this summer, and now to the Xbox sometime in early December. But what fans are really wondering, and clues from puzzle pieces they're putting together from Insider Talk, is that possibly Larian Studios will be partnering with Xbox to bring Baldur's Gate 3 to Game Pass. This is an unbelievable scenario, especially since Baldur's Gate 3 will probably walk away with the most awards at the game showcase for the Game Awards. But also, they have been one of the highest selling RPGs of the entire year. So why then would Larian Studios partner with Xbox to bring this game to Game Pass? Well, it could be possible that Xbox has projected the numbers they will sell on the console after being in the third tier of sales, and is posturing a proposition to Larian Studios to give them a certain amount that they think they can walk away with if they come to Game Pass. It's a win-win for Larian, a big lump sum amount up front from Xbox, and a massive surge of subscribers for Xbox Game Pass. Is it possible that Baldur's Gate 3 is coming day and date on the Xbox platform to Game Pass? Repeating the success of...
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The 2019 Game Awards show announcement, Xbox may do this again and show a brand new console. Here is Project Brooklyn, the all-new redesigned Xbox Series X digital version. It comes with an expanded storage of 2 terabytes from the 1 terabyte from the launch version. Also comes with Wi-Fi 6E and an all-new Bluetooth protocol using Bluetooth 5.2 radio. Xbox is shrinking the existing 7-nanometer die to 6 nanometers, which provides more power and efficiency and bringing down the overall power drain from the console, also making this console more affordable. But with the new 2 terabyte, 1 extra terabyte expansion of storage, you're getting almost $150 in value for just game storage alone. So will they be able to keep this Xbox Series X digital at just $500, or is $550 a steal? This new Xbox Series X all digital comes with the new Southbridge chipset, which shrinks the existing 7-nanometer die down to 6 nanometers. This will increase performance and efficiency for the console, in turn making it easier for game development and for games to be optimized on the console. But one of the most important parts of this new console is the new packed-in controller. One of the new features that comes with the new Xbox Series X digital controller is a lift-to-weight function that allows you to pick up the controller with an accelerometer built in, like we see in our smartphones, that will tell the controller to turn on, and also is an optional feature to turn on the controller and your console just by picking it up from your couch or your table. All of this is powered through a, for the first time ever, built-in removable battery pack that is rechargeable, giving you more time to play and a better way to charge the system, but also inside reportedly a battery well for AA batteries if you have your favorite AA battery rechargeables. But overall, this new controller will give you more play time with better battery options. And why do you need all of that power in your new controller? And that's because it comes with the all-new VCA haptics feedback system. Now, this is voice coil actuators that also double as a speaker, which create a very immersive feedback in the controller while you're playing games, much like you see in the DualSense 5 on the PS5. This new controller will give you middle of the controller vibration and haptics and textural feedback, while you also still get the same great hard controller vibration from the handles, and you still get the rumble triggers with their adaptive feedback while you play games, while you're shooting or doing racing games. This is going to elevate the feel of Xbox controllers and the way those things sell, replacing this with the old de facto controllers. So according to these leaks, which came out in the summer of 2023, and if that's true, Xbox could wait until the E3 2024 showcase to reveal this console and its price point for its eventual release just a few months later. But if Xbox wants to repeat their success of 2019 and be bold, they should reveal this console at the TGAs next week. But there is one more thing that Xbox could reveal at this event, and that is the reveal of the Marcus Fenix Gears of War collection. Now, this collection would mostly serve players on PC who haven't had all of the Gears of War games available to them on PC natively. But on Xbox, you can get all of the games at 60 frames, some already boosted up to 4K. But this collection would be a really good segue into what we think they're actually really going to announce, to tease with the Marcus Fenix collection, Fade Out, and then into Gears 6. Now, I can't spoil what could be ahead of us for Gears 6, but fans are asking that they make closure and finish up the story for Kate Diaz. Now, here's what I propose, and it may be a crazy idea. The Coalition should introduce the first two chapters of Gears 6, closing out the story with Kate Diaz, and then Fade Out.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
And take us into the rest of the game as a full prequel to Marcus Fenix's origin story. Imagine, long before the big Locust War, before he met his crew, and before he went into all the trouble and got put into prison, which we saw in the first game, a young Marcus Fenix cutting his teeth, meeting his crew, and an origin story of the COGS and where it's going to go from there. You can branch off at any point, but the fans really want the old team of Cole, Baird, Marcus Fenix, and Dom. This would give the Coalition an opportunity to fully reboot the Gears of War story, instead of taking it into a direction where Marcus Fenix has gotten into his 60s and 70s and can no longer go into the battlefield. Gear 6 is likely in mid-development, and at this point should be ready for a showcase. But I believe, from what I'm hearing, that Gear 6 looks insane, according to people who have had eyes on the current build of Gear 6 in Unreal Engine 5. So I think it's very likely we could see it as early as next week at the Game Awards. I know the Game Awards have been a point of contention for Xbox fans, as the Xbox platform and their games have had just a few nominations among their peers But seeing a reveal of something big like Gears of War Collection and Gears 6, or seeing the new console that's coming out next year, or seeing a big reveal like Larian Studios partnering up to come to Xbox Game Pass. This is the bold move that Xbox should be doing, as they've had a slow year last year and are ramping back up with all their games ready to release next year and the year after that. This is a good time to tune into the Game Awards. Xbox recommends we do, and I can't wait to see what they have next. This is Cole Eastwood. Thank you so much for checking out this video. I've got a new format and I'm just trying some new things, but I'm really excited about what we're going to see next week. I mean, I didn't even mention Grand Theft Auto 6, which is really highly a possibility that we'll actually see the reveal for that. Check out my video about GTA 6 where I pulled together a whole bunch of stuff that really gets you excited and gets you kind of a look at what it could possibly look like. I'm excited for that as well, but I really do believe there's going to be a couple of great reveals from Xbox. They want us to be there for more than just a Game Pass commercial, and man, I think after what they've been through, they're ready and excited to talk about what's coming up, and they haven't even revealed half of the projects, and we haven't even seen them yet. If you end up enjoying this video, let me know by liking and subscribing to the channel, and hit the join button below. If you want to further see the content that we're doing here on the Cole Eastwood channel, join the channel membership. It's cheap and easy, and it gets you early access to videos before they go up, and also gets you entered into monthly merch giveaways. You get a special chat in there, a colored name in the chat, and the badges and all that stuff. But I really appreciate those that support the channel and the Patreon. Links are in the description. But also, thank you so much for sticking with the XTC podcast. We're moving right along and talking about the news every single week and making a lot of great friends there and learning a lot as we go live and do the show. That's also available on Apple, Google, Spotify podcasts, and other places you want to just listen in your car or while you're at the gym or whatever. Check that out. That's XTC podcast on your favorite places. But I want to know what you think about the Game Awards. There's going to be something. Which one of these three that I said, Baldur's Gate and Game Pass, Gears, or the new console, which one of those are you so sure is going to make its debut at the Game Awards? Let me know down in the comment section. Write it up, and while you're there, as I always say, remember, be nice.